The Gemara Masechta Megillah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, teaches us that it says in the Megillah, "Ves Parashat Anasa Aseres Pnei Haman Ben Hamdasa Tzorei Yehuda Hargu." Says the Gemara, "Amar Rav Ad Demin Yafo Aseres Pnei Haman." The names of the 10 sons of Haman, and then the word Aseres, which is mentioned after their names, Tzarech L'memrena B'Nashim Achas. When somebody reads the Megillah, he should say all of those 10 words in one breath, without taking a breath in between. My Tama, what's the reason? The Kula B'Hadi Hadadi Nefganish Messiah. They all died at the same time. And that's why the Rishonim say that even the word Aseres should be mentioned, because the word Aseres actually indicates that it was all 10 that died simultaneously. I actually saw that the Chassam Sofer asks a question, that the Gemara says in a number of places throughout Shas, Masechta Gittin Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, Masechta Shavuos Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that it's humanly impossible to identify that a number of things happened at the exact same moment. So how can we human beings be certain? How can we be certain we could have never possibly exactly determined that all 10 of these sons of Haman died at the exact same moment? So he says a very interesting pshat based on a Gemara that we learned in Masechta Tainis, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara Masechta Tainis, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, explains the pasuk in Zechariah, "Va'achir Shloishes Haroyim," that I took away from the world the three shepherds, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, b'yerech achir, in 1 month. And the Gemara asks, "That's not true. They didn't all die in the same month." So the Gemara answers that when Miriam died, the well that traveled with them disappeared. It came back in the schus of Moshe and Aaron. When Aaron died, the Anani HaKavod went away, and then they came back in the schus of Moshe. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the last of these three siblings to pass away, died, they all left us. So it's as if they all died at the same time, even though they don't really actually die at the exact same moment. And same too, says the Chassam Sofer, regarding the 10 children of Haman. It doesn't mean that they necessarily all died at the exact same moment. But he says these 10 sons of Haman and his children, represent the power of Tumah that existed in the world. And when the first of his sons passed away, the Tumah that he represented passed on to his brothers. And so on, until the last son, who now was the depository of all of the Tumah, passed away, and it's as if they all died at the exact same moment. And this halacha is indeed quoted in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Sif Katan Sif Tezvov, Tzarech Loim Aseres Bnei Haman V'Aseres. You're supposed to say the names of the 10 sons of Haman and the word Aseres, Hakol B'Nashim Achas, all in one breath. L'idea, to represent, Shekulam Nerug V'Nit L'Kechad, as we just learned. However, says the Rama, and the Rama is really based on the words of Tosfos here on the Amid, Hanu Davka L'Chatchila. V'Davka L'Chatchila. This halach is only L'Chatchila. Avol, B'di'evid, im hifstik b'nei im yotza. B'di'evid, if you do stop in between, you you're still Yotze Mikra Megillah. Furthermore, says the Ramah, Ulahachatchila Noyag and Loyma B'Nashim Achas, Lachatchila, we should really start from the words of Chamesh Meis Ish, Vaspardes Shinosai. We should even start early for Chamesh Meis Ish. And Mefarshim explain why indeed does the Ramah add this. Actually, the Ramah sort of contradicting itself. On one hand, the Ramah says this halacha of taking a breath, as Tosfos teaches us, is not that essential. And then the Ramah expands where we should do it. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Maril because he says the 10 sons of Haman were each in charge of 50 people under them. They were Sori Chamishim. And those are the 500 people that are represented in the Pasuk, and therefore they were together with the Bnei Haman, and therefore they should be mentioned together. Other Mefarshim I saw explain, and actually it's a halacha that's mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah as well, here in Sifkot Nun Beis, that in the Megillah, since the Megillah is called a Geras, it's a letter, it's not a sefer, we try to make as few stops as possible, and that's why we don't interrupt from a Chamesh Meis Ish, because when you read a letter, you don't stop in the middle. Even though our Gemara says that it's really all one, even though our Gemara really didn't say that you have to stop a Chamesh Meis Ish. The Mishnah Berurah, furthermore, in Sifkot Nun Dalet, says that if the Baal Kairi, however, is a person that can't take such a deep breath, and if he realizes that if he begins by Chamesh Meis Ish, he won't be able to say the 10 sons of Haman in one breath, so says the Mishnah Berurah that it's better to start later from Espar Shtenosa by saying it in one breath versus saying it earlier by Chamesh Meis Ish, because our Gemara that we just learned only speaks about starting by Pashtunasa. So it's better to do less, but do exactly what is mentioned in the Gemara, than to do more and then not be able to do what it says in the Gemara. We know that in most shuls, the minig is that everybody says the Aseres B'nei Haman out by himself out loud. Interestingly, it's not mentioned in the Gemara that we just learned. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it either. And in fact, if we look here in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Tezayin, the next Sif, the Shulchan Aruch mentions Sarach Shem Aruch Haman Baruch Mordechai, Aru Zeresh Baruch Esther, Aru Vim Kalev Dekhavim Baruchim Kal Yisrael, V'tzarach Shem V'gam V'chavayna Zochel Atayv. But he doesn't say anything about saying this pasuk out loud. And the Chai Adam, in fact, quoted here by the Mishnah Berurah, says this minig that everybody says the Aseres B'nei Haman out loud. Chai Adam uses very strong wording, ain't a minig. It's not a correct minig. But we know that the minig Yisrael is to do so, and there's a famous vort from the Ragachover who explains why. He explains, yes, we hear the Megillah from the Baal Kairi, and the Baal Kairi is doing, we're hearing the Megillah from him, but we can't be Yotze Neshima Achas. He could read the Megillah on our behalf, but he can't do this halacha that the Gemara is teaching us of Neshima Achas on our behalf. And therefore says the Ragachover that we have to say, that's where the meaning of all of us saying that Saras Pnei Haman by ourselves comes from. And in fact, the Beis HaLevi says that this is the reason also why by Birkus Kahanim, every Kohen does Nesias Kapayim by himself and doesn't rely that one Kohen does the Nesias Kapayim and that they're all Yotzei with Shemei Kohena. And the reason, explains the Beis HaLevi, is because there's a halacha by Birkus Kahanim that when the Kohen benches Klal Yisrael, he's supposed to do it b'kol rom, with a loud voice. So even though there's a din of Shemei Ka'ina, but Shemei Ka'ina can't create that the other Kayan who didn't actually say the brachas did it b'kol rom. And therefore, says the Beis HaLevi, every Kayan should give the bracha himself. There are many that disagree. First of all, we saw the Chaya Adam, and I saw the Chazan Ish as well, says that this minig of everybody saying it is not absolutely essential. And the Mefarshim explain that what is the basis of the Machloikis Achroinim. So they explain that the basis of the Machloikis Achroinim is a very fundamental shaila, which we've discussed in a previous shiur, is how do we look at Shemei Ka'ina? Does Shemei Ka'ina create a situation that I, the person who hear the Baal Kirei, is as if I am saying it myself? That's the power of Shemei Ka'ina. If that's indeed the power of Shemei Ka'ina, so then it doesn't make a difference if I say it or the Baal Kirei says it. I am an extension, the Baal Kirei and I are one and the same. If, however, we learn that Shemei Ka'ina is a special chiddush that the Torah teaches us, that even though I am obligated to say something, even though I didn't actually say it, the halakha views it as if I said it, but not to say that it's if I actually said it, it's just good enough. So that's only on the Chiyuv Kriya, but it doesn't create that I actually said it, and therefore it's a din specifically regarding what is a din of Kriya, where the Torah requires us to say something. So Shemei Ka'ina is Mechadesh that I can be Yotzo without Kriya, with about Torah. But that's only limited to the halachas of Kriya. It can't be extended to any other halacha. And since it can't be extended to any other halacha, it can't be extended to saying that the Shema Achas, we also could be Yotzei with the Baal Kirei. And therefore, the halacha is that the Baal Kirei everybody should do their Shema Achas. The Sefer Yisoy V'Sherish Avoida gives another reason why everybody should say the Seres Pnei Haman themselves. He says, because since, obviously, when the Baal Kirei is saying Shemei Ka'ina, saying the Seres Pnei Haman in one breath, he says it very quickly. It's very difficult to be sure that you heard every word. And since the halacha is you have to hear every word of the Baal Kirei, so therefore, it was instituted that everybody should say the Seres Pnei Haman to make sure that you heard every word or said every word properly. As we said, Tosfos here, and Rama quoted the Tosfos, says that b'di'eved, if it wasn't done b'neshima achas, the halacha is that you don't have to read over the Megillah. There's a machloikas ha-poiskim. What does that mean? Does that mean that if the Megillah, you finish reading the Megillah, and at that point you realized that it wasn't said b'neshima achas, that's when the halach is, you don't have to read over the Megillah. But let's say you're in the middle of Kriyas Megillah, and the Baal Kaire didn't read them b'neshima achas, he should read it over? Or is it mean, no, that if you have Baal Kaire, it's not so easy to do. And if you have a Baal Kaire who can't do it, but Neshima Achas, he should do the best that he can, and he doesn't have to do it with Neshima Achas, even though you're still in the middle of Kriyas Megillah. Delu Rabba says that let's say you, indeed the Baal Kaire, in the middle of saying the Seres Bnei Haman, did stop, L'chatchila, he should start all over again and do it properly. So the Mefarshim ask, it really is a difficult Eliyahu Rabba to understand. Because if we understand that what the Ramah, what Tosfos, the Ramah, the Maril, mean is that only if you finish the Megillah already do you not have to do it, then we could understand Eliyahu Rabba's Pesach. But if what the Ramah means is that if you read it not b'neshima achas, your Kriyas Megillah is still an acceptable Kriyas Megillah, so what's the point of doing it over again? The Mefarshim asked, there's a famous vort from Reb Chaim Briska. Reb Chaim Briska was asked, somebody has two esrogim. One is a very beautiful esrog, but it's not certain that it's an esrog. It may be a merkav. And the other esrog is a kosher esrog, but it's not as nice. Which esrog should he take? So Reb Chaim Briska said he should take the Suffolk esrog first. Why? Because Reb Chaim said if he's going to take the esrog, which is vadai kosher first, so once he took that esrog and puts it down, he finished the mitzvah. Once you finish the mitzvah, there's no point in doing the mitzvah again. You've done your mitzvah. However, if he takes the Suffolk kosher esrog first, so let's think about it. If that's a kosher esrog, you use the beautiful esrog for your mitzvah. If, on the other hand, it isn't the kosher esrog, so you haven't done a mitzvah, and then when you'll take the kosher esrog, you'll be yoytze the mitzvah. So here too, if pshat in the Ramah is that if you read the Megillah without doing it, b'neshima achas, it's still a kosher, a kriyas Megillah, what's the point of doing it over? So the Paiskim draw a distinction. They say there's a difference between the two takings of the esrog and the person who's in the middle of kriyas Megillah. Somebody who takes the esrog and does the mitzvah, and afterwards, he completed the mitzvah. There's no more mitzvah for him to take the esrog. Here, however, the individual who's in the middle of the Kriyas Megillah, that individual is doing the mitzvah. And since he's still in the middle of the mitzvah, he could still make it better. There's an interesting question that the Paiskim discuss. Let's say you have a Baal Kaire who could read the Aseres B'nei Haman B'neshima Achas, but since it's so difficult, they have a problem reading the Megillah M'toich HaKsav. What is better? Is it better that he should read the Megillah M'toich HaKsav even though it means missing the Neshima Achas? Or is it better to do Neshima Achas and do it Baal Peh? Some Paiskim say it's better to do Neshima Achas because the halacha is that Kora Al Peh is Yotza. Rabbi Yoshev, however, held it's better to do it Mitoicha Ksav versus to do it b'neshima achas. And perhaps the machloikis of these paiskim is really based on the machloikis that we just discussed. How do we understand the Ramah's psak? How do we understand the Ramah's psak, Tosfos' psak, that the b'di'evet, the neshima achas, is not ma'achas? Do we understand the psak to mean that b'di'evet, if you didn't do neshima achas, it's still acceptable? That means the Baal Kairin no upfront knows that he can't do it with neshima achas, he could still be the Baal Kairin. If that's the case, so certainly Rabbi Yoshev's position is much more understandable, where you should do it versus neshima achas. If, however, we learn, like the Elul Rabba seems to learn, that the halacha of neshima achas, that the evidence acceptable, is only if you already completed reading the Megillah. But if while you're reading the Megillah, you realize that you didn't do it with neshima achas, you should do it over. If that's the case, so then it could very well be that neshima achas is more important than korah peh, and the Baal Kairi should rather do it the Kriya Megillah neshima achas Baal Peh. I did see that there are poskim that recommend when you have this problem, what you should do is both. First, he should read the Megillah b'neshima achas Baal Peh, and then he should read it b'toich haksav, not b'neshima achas, and like that, you will have, so to speak, covered all the bases, all the different opinions in the Shaila.